Miscarriage. You probably know what that word means, but for writer Angela Garbez, it's a problematic term. Angela wrote a piece about this for The Stranger, and she told me why there might be a better word.
So let's think about the term miscarriage. So think about other words that begin with the prefix mis. Mistake, misspell, misplace.
A misstep.
A misstep. So all of these things are things where in the situation something is wrong. And also they all seem to imply that you have had an active role in making it so. You didn't fall. You took a misstep, right? There's something, you have an active role in that.
Even a miscarriage of justice is something purposely done
right, wrong. So here we are, and we have, you know, between 750,000 to a million women a year going through this natural physical process. And we're using a term that I believe implies some agency, some cause by women. So that's when I realized I hate this term. Why are we calling it that? And the clinical term is very clinical. It's spontaneous abortion. But one of the terms that I encountered, which to makes the most sense to me because I think it's just what it is, it's pregnancy loss. You were pregnant and you lost that pregnancy and now you're not pregnant anymore.
Do you think the idea of a miscarriage, something done wrong, leads us away from what you said, the natural? It's a very natural occurrence. It's not as if every pregnancy comes to term.
Right.
So do you think it's a wrongheaded way to look at what in actuality happens a
yes.
lot?
Yes. I think it shapes the conversation and steers women towards feeling ashamed, feeling guilty, maybe feeling embarrassed. And then you go into a place of silence, really. So one of the studies that I cited in my article talks about how this is a natural process. We know that the majority of miscarriages are caused by chromosomal abnormalities. So the body detects and understands that for whatever reason, this pregnancy cannot be carried to term and ends it. But what we find in this study is that 40% of women believe that they may have done something to cause their miscarriage. 47% of women expressed feeling guilty. Those are high numbers. To me, it's directly related to how we do not speak about miscarriage or how we frame miscarriage.
Angela, you have lost two pregnancies, but you wrote that you were more affected by your second one. What mm-hmm. happened then?
Well, my first miscarriage happened in 2008, and it was a completely unplanned pregnancy. And I was discussing, you know, what are we going to do with my partner, who is now my husband? And it wasn't something that we felt was going to work out well for us if we were going to have this baby. But before I had to make a decision about what to do, I miscarried. So I felt actually a tremendous sense of relief. It seemed like my body on some level had made an executive decision and I was just going to go along with that.
And that relief is something we often don't talk about.
Yeah, we don't talk about that at all. But I've since heard from women who have felt similarly. But 5 years later, a lot in my life was different. We were married. We had just bought a house. We, after years of ambivalence, had decided that we wanted to have a child. So when I miscarried then, it was devastating. There were a lot of hopes. There was a lot of love. There was a lot of excitement that was involved in that pregnancy. And to lose that really felt like it wasn't just something that was happening. It was something that I was losing. There was a part of my life that was going away.
How did your doctor talk with you about it?
My doctor talked about it very straightforwardly. He left room for me to say how was I feeling. But he also told me, you know, that this is normal and I wouldn't consider you abnormal unless this happened to you three times in a row. And that was it. I felt that he handled it well, but there wasn't much of an invitation to have a deeper conversation about it. And really, I think, I don't know that we're always as honest with our doctors as we would like to be. And I remember sort of trying to hold it together, and I wanted to seem like, right, I understand that this is normal. Of course, I'm being very rational about this. But inside, you know, in my mind, in my heart, my body, it's just, you know, it's screaming that none of this is fair. None of it makes sense. I don't understand. And the truth is, I think that's where we have a break, because you want to seem together. You want to be rational about it. But there's so much involved in a reaction that seems at odds with that.
Angela Garbez wrote about her experience in a piece in The Stranger called What I Gained from Having a Miscarriage. And we've tweeted out a link to that at KUOW. Now, somebody who knows a lot about this subject is Professor Kristen Swanson, the dean of the College of Nursing at Seattle University. She has studied this problem that Angela described, the disconnect between how motherhood is talked about clinically and how it's talked about by women who are going through miscarriage or pregnancy loss. Dr. Swanson told me it's hard for doctors to talk about, but it's getting better.
When a miscarriage happens, I believe now that we are much more aware as a society, and that includes medical care, obstetrical care providers, be they physicians or midwives. There is a greater awareness now about this is a profound event. We are starting to get more and more research done on how do you prepare people for what lies ahead now that you have miscarried.
How should we approach miscarriage with the would-be mom?
I think the way that you approach it is it comes down to simply caring. First of all, you try to understand the event as it has meaning in the woman's life. So use your empathy at the time of miscarriage to watch how she's responding. There's tears, there's sadness. The next thing you do is be emotionally present to her. You meet her where she is. You let her know that her feelings matter to you. You do things for her that she would do for herself if it were at all possible. Provide her with books, with information, with validation. And at the very core of it, you convey your belief in this woman and her capacity to come through. You need to know that you will experience a grief response. For some of you, the grief response will be the, what the heck just happened? For others, it'll be, how could this be? How could this happen to me? But you're going through a transition, and transitions yield this grief response, this desire to make life go back to the way I thought it was supposed to be, not the way it's turning out.
You've talked about understanding and accepting that within a woman there is birth and life and death.
Mm-hmm.
What do you mean by that?
Well, in the context of childbearing loss, you have in your body both had this moment of carrying life. You've had this moment of passing that life, birth, if you will. We call it miscarriage when it happens early, but your body still is passing life. And it so happens with a miscarriage, it's death at the same time. Stillborn, it's the same, it's the similar experience. In the midst of birth, experienced death. It's profound.
A woman's body gets on a routine every month. We build up a lining, we drop an egg, there's no sperm, we clean the lining, we're done, we have a period, we start all over again. This is month after month after month. But when there is that moment in time when the egg and sperm meet, the body suddenly goes, whoa, wait a minute, whole different game going on here. Hold on to that uterine lining. We got a pregnancy, we got to go, hormones start releasing, get the breasts ready, get everything ready. And then a miscarriage happens. And the body has to get a quick jolt of, okay, stop. We're going back to the old production line again. And when you think of all of those, I'm giving it in a very playful way, but if you think about all of the hormonal shifts that have to happen so rapidly in a body to go from changing the mechanisms to hold on to life to change it and let go of life now, it's a very challenging physical experience for a woman to go through. And many women labor quite strongly in the midst of passing a pregnancy through miscarriage.
One in five pregnancies. Why is miscarriage so foreign to some of us?
Is it an inability to talk about death? Is it an inability to talk about loss? Is it our inability to sit peacefully and intimately in front of another human being talking about their loss? Is it a larger issue we have of not knowing how to be present when somebody else is suffering? It's a topic that I think we're a little too quick to go to our own narrative. Oh, well, it was only 12 weeks. Could have been worse. It could have been later. You could have, you know, it could have been a child. It could have been, and we go to all of these attributions about why it could have been worse. And what I have discovered is those conversations are very good conversation stoppers. What it very quickly does is it'll say to the person who is sad, you know what, your sadness is a little more than I can handle, so I'm going to make a dismissive statement and we're done.
What would you love to say came out of the work that you've been doing around miscarriage?
Well, the things that I hope would be takeaway messages for people are, when you know someone who has miscarried, you know, take cues from the person who's sitting in front of you. They share that they've had a miscarriage. Answer with, wow, how was that for you? Answer with something that says, I'm ready for more conversation. Somebody's crying and say they miscarry. You know, very easy response is, I'm so sorry. That must have been hard to go through. How many women say, I'm never going to tell anybody in my next pregnancy I'm pregnant? And I will often say to them, you know, that's your choice. But the good news is, when you tell people you love that you're pregnant, they get to enjoy that with you. If you lose it, they get to be there with you during the loss. So maybe you want to choose wisely who you share it with. Those who can handle both your joy and your sadness, they're the ones to share the news with.
That was Professor Kristen Swanson. She is the dean of the College of Nursing at Seattle University. If you or somebody you know has had a miscarriage and you are talking about it, then share your story with us at record@kuow.org.